There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Thursday. It's hour one. Morale is high. We'll talk some football with Chris Sims, NBC Sports, a little later on. We'll talk the new baseball rules with Jeff Passan from the Mothership. He'll stop by. Kansas City Chiefs had a big parade yesterday. And they're collecting receipts on everybody who didn't think that they would be here. And you know what? They have a valid argument. It's just they're taking it too far. If you still have maybe the greatest tight end of all time and a top five all-time quarterback and you got a Hall of Fame head coach, you're in pretty good shape. But they did, you know, they lost Tyreek Hill. They let him go. And now I think we thought, what would the offense be like? And then I was told, well, he'll just spread it around more. You had a lot of people predicting that maybe they're going to be a playoff team. I think people fell in love with Denver, fell in love with the Raiders. I had the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, Kansas City is not a new story. Everybody's looking for the new story. And that's what happened. It felt like it was the Buffalo Bills and everybody else in the AFC. It was Josh Allen. He was going to be the MVP. But I'm going to read something to you. This is sort of an indicator. There's a lot of criticism about the Chiefs when they traded Tyreek Hill. This is last summer. So Patrick Mahomes will continue to have to play at a high level, won't have as many big plays over the top with Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Sky Moore is a rookie second rounder, likely have to battle veterans here. The offense struggled last season. Weeks 8 through 13, they scored 22 points or less, but allowed 17 points or less, but won all those contests. Furthermore, the Chiefs lost some defensive backs. They lost Tyrann Mathieu. So, you know, they were talking about all these things that they didn't have. They're going to sorely miss Tyreek Hill. Head coach Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce will find a way to win 10 games in a much tougher AFC West division and five 2021 first place teams on the schedule. Prediction, 10-7. All right. I mean, that's a fair criticism there of what happened in the offseason, losing Tyreek Hill, fastest player in the NFL, big play receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes didn't make all pro the previous year. Okay, I get it. Well, they kind of blew that out of the water this year, and they filled in nicely with some, a young secondary, the offensive line. Mahomes was Mahomes, Kelce was Kelce, and Andy Reid was Andy Reid. And that was enough. Yesterday at the parade, they had the chance to take the microphone and let everybody know that you shouldn't have doubted us. Here's Travis Kelce about those who doubted the Chiefs.
Let me take you back to 2022 in the month of maybe April. Guys were getting signed left and right. The haters were saying that the Chiefs would never make the playoffs. The haters were saying the Chiefs were done. if you knew the Chiefs were going to win the division, let me hear you say, hell yeah. All right, now.
All righty.
Is that Brian Kelly showing up there?
Where's that accent?
I don't know. He's from Ohio.
The haters.
Yeah. Southern
Nobody
Ohio?
Nobody was believing
he's
in
He's from Ohio. Northern Ohio, but he did play at Cincinnati as college ball there. Travis Kelce wasn't done. Are the Chiefs a dynasty?
This was the best season of my life. I owe it to you guys. I owe it to the guys on this stage. I owe it to everybody in Chiefs Kingdom and the organization that we've been able to create. Everybody's asking, this is a dynasty. It's been a dynasty.
Okay. Here's Patrick Mahomes on this rebuilding year that they had.
Before we started this season, the AFC West said we were rebuilding. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means. In our rebuilding year, we're world champs. We're world champs.
Yeah, Marv.
What's up with the WWE promos? No one ever said we could do a Stone Cold Steve Kelce over there. Okay. I'm like, okay, I see you. All right.
You smell what Patrick Mahomes is cooking.
Yeah, it's called beer. Yeah, a lot of beer flowing there. So, all right. Chiefs Kingdom. Every other team has a nation. They have a kingdom.
They're extra special.
Yeah, they are.
The Eagles Nation, yeah. Bronco Nation, yeah. But it's Chiefs Kingdom.
Chiefs Kingdom, yeah. Hey, you can say whatever you want now. You won the Super Bowl, and there is some validity to them questioning the people who questioned them. I get it. But the Chiefs cooled off. I mean, there was nothing that the Chiefs did the previous year where you said, oh, look at that team. They're going to be great again. They did well. They drafted well. They brought in the right people, strengthened the offensive line. You know, they found a seventh-round draft pick out of Rutgers, Isaiah Pacheco. Like, you know, it all kind of fit, everybody filled in, you know, the gray area here. And congratulations to them. But how about we slow this the rest of the offseason? Like, okay, you got your say. Like, I don't want to dislike the Kansas City Chiefs, but, you know, they're bordering on being annoying here. Like, it's just...
Bordering.
Yeah, bordering on being annoying. Yeah, Marv.
But they won, so I'm all right with it. The Grizzlies are the ones that I'm not feeling.
Can you imagine if the Memphis Grizzlies win the NBA championship?
Those Bears wouldn't hibernate.
Oh, yeah, that'll be death. They won't let anybody forget. Yeah, Paul.
The parade route was interesting. They went down Nobody Believed Us Boulevard and stopped at Us Against the World Way and parked right there for the thing. Fun times.
Nobody is going to underrate the Chiefs this upcoming season. They're going to go undefeated. I'm going to say they're going undefeated. Yes, Eden.
I missed all this bravado week two when they were like, nobody believes in us. Okay, you go, you doubter haters that don't think Juju Smith-Schuster's any good. Okay, we'll show you. I missed all of that throughout the season.
And then, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, as he's referred to as TikTok boy by A.J. Brown of the Eagles. Like, you're going to call out, you know, the defensive back who held you on Valentine's Day and, you know, got the holding penalty there. Juju Smith-Schuster was, you know, a phone call away of not playing in the NFL again. And then all of a sudden you come in, you play with Patrick Mahomes, and then, all right, hey, you know what? I'm taking receipts too here. Yeah, Paul.
There was this great clip from the parade. I was watching a bunch of clips yesterday, and, you know, these guys are drinking a lot of beer all day, and there's no bathroom on these floats. So Mahomes, like, leaves a float, runs, and all these cops start scrambling. He runs to a porta potty, and in the porta potty, all of a sudden the media starts coming around. Wives and kids and families are around this porta potty like it's an unveiling. And he comes out of the porta potty and the whole place just goes berserk. It's a pretty good team.
Well, we had Orlando Brown Jr., the offensive lineman, on yesterday. And I said, look, your job is to make sure Mahomes doesn't fall off the float. And I guess he almost fell off the float there. He was swaying. He was Brady-like at, you know, but he was down in beers. They had fun, you know. But then, and they deserve to take a victory lap. They did a wonderful job this year, and they proved a lot of us wrong with what they did. Now go undefeated this upcoming season, because that's what I'm predicting. The Chiefs will go undefeated. BOGO, buy one, get one, 50% off sale on all the t-shirts. And if you're a Chiefs fan, you can go to danpatrick.com. We've got something for you because we believe in you. Buy any shirt, get another shirt, 50% off.
There's some new ones up there too.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have Sneaky Athletic up there now?
We do.
I do love that one.
That one's doing really well, actually.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's a good shirt.
Because it's you can wear it, and you know you're going to get a lot of looks like Sneaky Athletic. All right. And I think we could all, not you, Marvin, just the guys here, the other guys, we could be Sneaky Athletic.
It's funny, like I'm looking at some of our shirts sometimes, and I don't even remember. I know they came from somewhere, but I don't even know why. Like, we have one that we sell called Human Interaction is Overrated. I'm not, is that Barry in Santa Fe or was that Todd? I don't remember.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either. Yeah.
I think that's Barry in Santa Fe. Fritzy had Minimum Kindness.
Oh, Minimum Kindness was Todd. Yeah, that's right. We got one that's, we got the High Motor shirt.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Sneaky Athletic is my favorite right now. Dollar Shave Club back with us. Top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. Dollar Shave Club. All right. Poll question today, Seton O'Connor. What are we going to go with?
Dad, we've got one here. We've got one, another one from Todd, actually. I'm very curious about. Okay. Todd, could you run over the birthday one for me?
Birthday.
Of those celebrating birthdays today, I would most want to be which one of these people? Mahershala Ali, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Mahershala.
Can you say that again, please?
Mahershala.
No, Mahershala.
Mahershala Ali.
Can we just stop there?
Sonny Bono, LeVar Burton, John McEnroe, Elizabeth Olsen, Ice-T, or The Weeknd?
So Sonny Bono's dead.
So you wouldn't want to be Sonny Bono.
Would not want
to swap. But maybe at the height of their careers. Of those celebrating
birthdays. I don't feel like he died in a good way either. I don't want to do that.
Okay. What else? So that's of all the people and their birthdays, who do we want to be?
Like, it's not like who do you want to have a beer with or like grab dinner or go on a 4-day darkness retreat with. Who do you most want to be?
In the primes of their career, which one of those would you rather be?
Mahershala.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is The Weeknd in his prime right now?
He's killing it. There's no doubt about that. He's doing well.
I might be The Weeknd because is he the youngest out of that? And Elizabeth Olsen is a wonderful actress, but, you know, she's Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister, older sister.
It's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I feel like Ice-T right now is being underappreciated. Oh, He's been just like an all-time great rapper.
Mm.
He had a heavy metal band that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's done great things in movies, and he's on this unbelievable run on a TV show that it's probably doing quite well for himself. That's a fellow who's figured out a hell of a life for himself.
Yeah.
He's lived like 10 lives in one life.
I think him and Mariska Hargitay have like the most episodes of Law and Order now in the history of that show.
Oh,
so all right, Mariska.
Is that, and is Chris Maloney still on there?
Chris Maloney left about 5 years ago. Now that took the whole brand took a hit. He's back with Law and Order, organized crime. Good show, a little darker and deeper.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't seen one of those shows.
It's he's dark, he's deep, he's complex.
Yeah,
Criminal Intent.
Yeah, I've not seen any, not one of those shows.
Huh. You didn't even watch when they do crossovers?
No.
Where Criminal Intent is with SVU,
no.
And then he goes back to Buddy.
I have never seen, I know I see the promos, but I've never seen an episode.
When I first got to our hotel in Scottsdale, and I turned on the TV, right next to each other was Law and Order for like 5 straight hours or Million Dollar Listings LA for like 5 straight hours. And it was like Sophie's Choice. I was like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
I hadn't been watching Million Dollar Listing LA and our good buddy Josh Altman.
I saw him on there. I was like, oh man, remember that guy?
Yes.
He used to be our buddy.
Yeah. Former kicker in college.
Is he a guy who might not get your sense of humor?
Josh Altman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or do you think he does?
He might not get it, you know, because I poked fun at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Eric Stone Street, I don't think got your sense of humor.
No, he did not. I don't.
And I only mention him because of the Chiefs. It's like topical right now. But I don't think he got your sense of humor.
No, I think I said something as he was leaving our studio.
You said, I hope the Chiefs lose.
Yeah.
Something along those
lines. About that.
And he referred
to goes,
him.
What a... D word.
D word.
Very loud.
What a D word.
What a D.
Legendary.
An all-time great moment off air on this show.
I loved it.
What a D word.
What a D word. And I go, oh, did he just say that?
funny guy.
I'm glad I got to him. Yeah. He didn't get my sense of humor.
I don't think he did.
No. I don't know if Nick Wright gets my sense of humor either. He better hurry up and get it, because there's more where that's coming from. Yes, Paulie.
If you go back and watch like the early Law and Orders, Dan, you could see a lot of famous actors who had cameos like before they got famous. Like, what's her name? Julia Roberts was on Law and Order back when she was a nobody. You know, Robin Williams did one just for
Julia
one time.
Julia Roberts was always a somebody.
That's a good point. Sorry, apologies. No. Bradley Cooper was in a scene where he was like a drug guy. Mm. You'll see all these famous actors from back in the day. You should start watching Law and Order.
No. Ah. No, it's too late.
And you know what? You could pick it up right now. You don't need to, you don't need to know the storyline or anything. Just jump right in.
Rip from the headlines.
There's some backstory that you might not get, but for the most part, you'll be all right.
I don't think I watch network TV. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, you're missing out.
Well, I know you. All you watch is ABC, NBC, and CBS.
And a lot of local weather newscasts. So yeah. I like to know what the weather's going to be.
And we have an idea for future parades. And I'll take a break, and I'll come back. And let you know, I think this is a good suggestion for the parades, you know, celebrations as we move forward. I got a good idea. We'll come up with a poll question. We'll settle on one. Are we going to go with, do you want to be the weekend or, you know?
We could go with who's better at their job, Chris Sims or Jeff Passan.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, you don't want to? No.
We can't do that.
Okay. All right.
Because obviously it's Passan.
Obviously Passan's going to win in a landslide.
Yes, Todd.
What about going with Aaron Rodgers to his darkness retreat? If he selected you for whatever reason out of all the people, and you can either say, yeah, I'll go with you and hang out in the tent for 4 days, or you know what? That's not what I'm into. Have fun with that.
I'd do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Why not? I mean, they're bringing in food. You know? He's not going to go hungry.
Might be minimalistic kind of food. He strikes me as a...
No, there's nothing that says you're on a starvation, you know, type of...
You got to catch your own fish and start your own fire.
No. Did you see the guy, the naked... What's that show, Naked and Scared or something?
Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid, and the guy ended up... I think he burnt his...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
his D-word?
Yes. We've had the D word. Yeah, D word coming back.
Who saw that coming? I mean,
it's like you're naked and afraid. No, then put on clothes and get off the damn island. Yeah. Like, I'm naked and afraid. Okay.
So don't be.
Yeah.
And don't sign up for the show.
It's really easy.
It wasn't called clothed and comfortable.
I got to give you a couple bloops, man. You got a couple of good liners here today, Marv.
Oh, thank you. It's early.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
It's like when the Bachelor or Bachelorette says, I didn't sign up for this. They get all emotional. So that's exactly what you signed up for. You want to be discovered and found and become famous. So don't be crying about it. I can't choose between Brian and Sally P.
Could have let Marvin just let the line just stay there. Because Marvin had one of those end of the segment.
Like Maharashala Ali.
And Sonny Bono, who is no longer
How
with
about
us.
We take a break here? We'll come
I'd
back.
I'd rather be Sonny Bono right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, run me into a tree.
he was skiing and he ran into a tree.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he died. Let's take a break here. Going to come back on the program.
A dangerous sport.
Thank you, Todd. Back after this Dan Patrick Show. Oh, do you want to be in this business? You can take my place right now if you wanted to. Full Sail University, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. 5 years ago this month, we welcomed our first students. Now we have over 100 graduates employed in the industry all across the country. Now, I'm going to be on campus February 19th to meet with students, also meeting with prospective students and their parents. And it's called Behind the Scenes Tour. And we do it every month. You get to see what's going on at the school, Full Sail, what they're all about, beautiful campus. You'll get to meet some of the faculty that we have there. We have the people who are teaching you. There's no other school in America that has a better faculty, better teachers than we do. There can't be. We have over 300 years of experience with everybody who is teaching. So February 19th, if you're serious about getting into sportscasting, it's a great event to check out. Reserve your spot, the behind-the-scenes tour. Go to fullsail.college/DanPatrickBTS. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the Sprinter van. Unlock your potential so you can do your own thing, be your own boss, live out your own dreams. Capable, versatile, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van help drive your ambitions as far as you want them to take you. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partners. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. How about a swear jar? At every parade, every celebration, if the athlete gets on the microphone and swears, then it costs him, let's say, a charitable donation of $500 per swear. How about that? Remember when Draymond Green got upset because the Celtic fans were saying, you know, basically bleep Draymond, and he was upset because his wife was there with their kids, and then he goes to the Golden State Parade and then is dropping F-bombs all over the place? Then I would fine him $500 for the swear jar for each time. Travis Kelce might be down a couple of grand today, but I'm sure that he would be fine with that. Charitable, you know, donation there, and just have a big swear jar. And then you'd have guys who would probably go, all right, here's my 500, and then they would go up there. And you do a prepay. Just say, I'm going to give you $5,000 because when I get on that microphone, by the way, when or if we ever win a sports Emmy, are we going to act this way, that nobody believed in us? This is a rebuilding year because we brought in Marvin
all right.
With McLovin gone. Yes, Eden.
Can we have a parade?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, let's have a parade.
We could do it.
Let's have a parade.
Okay. Well, we have to win first.
Well, yeah. We have to schedule it win or lose because we got to talk to the town.
Well, win or lose, we celebrate. Win or lose, we parade.
Yo, Desmonet, they turn up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
So we'll have a parade in Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa. We're going to have a parade, damn it. Let's go.
Yes, Todd.
Well, does Milford deserve it? Because this is our home place. This is where the man cave is. We go up and down from like the emissions building over to the diner and then back around to the gas station to the abandoned building.
Are we going to be taking receipts that nobody believed in us? And, you know, we had a rebuilding year.
We'd have more of a case of the Chiefs, dude.
Yeah, it's true. Definitely nobody believing in us. Yeah, I think we should have a parade. Yeah, everybody gets their own car, their own, you know, float. And then it's just a real small parade. We don't tell anybody we're going to have a parade. We just go out and, you know, slow down traffic and then just kind of make a lot of noise there.
Hold it up, traffic. Pull over. What are these people doing?
They're going to think it's a funeral. Yes, Paul.
He would be throwing Mountain Dew cans to Fritzy. He'd be crushing them and throwing them down like Gronk.
Yeah.
Little pigs in blankets. I'd love it.
Oh, that'd be nice. You know, we'd bring the Traeger grill with us, have that along with for the ride, get the Mercedes out. Yes, Marv?
Do we give speeches at, like, the town green? Now, nobody ever thought in the Dan Patrick Show, and don't believe this, give me a hell yeah. No?
That is an echo. No? Yeah. There's nobody there.
Want to thank our families for the endless and tireless support of this show.
We all of a sudden all have Southern accents when we do this. Yes, Paul.
And the fans, instead of going one more year, they're like, no more years. No more years. What? I thought you liked it.
Calvin Ridley applies for reinstatement, by the way. Calvin Ridley, people forget his last year. So in 2020, Calvin Ridley had 1,400 yards, over 90 catches, 9 touchdowns. And then he got suspended because he was betting. He was not playing, but he was betting on some games. And he got suspended. Now he applied for reinstatement with Jacksonville. He's going to be with the Jags. And that's a sneaky, great pickup. If you're able to get him and he's able to come back and start this season, boy, that's a great addition for Jacksonville to have. And just something to just keep in mind, you know, there's so many things that happen in the offseason. We forgot about Calvin Ridley because we're so quick to move on. But Calvin Ridley applies for reinstatement. Yes, Paulie?
So Calvin Ridley is in the fifth year of his contract, so he'll get $11 million from the Jaguars. He can't negotiate with them. That's 11 because it's the fifth year. But that means he's a pure free agent at the end of the season. So there's a guy who's going to be battling to get his one and only big contract of his career. And I think the only guy for the Jaguars, I think Evan Engram is a free agent, the tight end.
Yeah.
Otherwise, pretty much everyone's back.
Yeah. Eric Bieniemy to interview with the Washington Commanders, the offensive coordinator job. Do you realize that we still don't get concrete answers on Eric Bieniemy's job with the Chiefs? We had Orlando Brown Jr. He's the offensive tackle. And I said, who calls the play? Does Eric Bieniemy call the play? And he's like, I think so. Nobody's sure. Now, he's going to deal with the offensive line coach. He's in the huddle. Maybe he's not aware of this. But trying to figure out what Eric Bieniemy's role is with Kansas City, and now you're going to take an offensive coordinator job with Washington to prove that you can be an offensive coordinator. Because I don't know what's happening or happened with the Chiefs and his role. Because I know Andy Reid gets the credit, and so does Patrick Mahomes. And they're always going to get the credit. You're not going to get any credit unless they give you credit. But I don't know exactly what Eric Bieniemy's job is with the Chiefs and how different that's going to be with the Commanders. Because now you're going to have a, what, second-year quarterback? Is that Sam Howell who's going to be the quarterback with the Commanders? Or others, I guess, but I think Ron Rivera already said that it was going to be how to be the, it's his, he's QB1 going into this offseason. But, I mean, imagine that. You're Eric Bieniemy. You've been with the Chiefs. You got a couple of Super Bowls, but you can't get, you get interviewed, but you don't get a head coaching job. It's almost like, it feels like he should get the opportunity to fail as a head coach because everybody else does. And usually in those positions, gets the opportunity. How many offensive coordinators who have coached a Super Bowl winning team have gone on to be a head coach? Yes, Marv.
I feel like every single team that wins the conference, the offensive coordinator gets a head coaching job that season. the season after. Like, oh, I don't, when I was young, North Turner. Like, look, he's going somewhere after this Super Bowl run with the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's puzzling because people talk around this story. They don't necessarily talk about the story as much as it's sort of on the periphery here with Eric Bieniemy. I've said before, not every great coordinator is going to be a great coach or deserves to be a coach. It's like Leo Mazzoni was a wonderful pitching coach for the Braves, but I didn't look at Leo as a manager, but he was a great pitching coach. There's certain guys who do certain things really well. And when you're an offensive or defensive coordinator, your job is really simplified. This is what I deal with. I don't have to talk to the media. And when you become a head coach, now you're a CEO. Yeah, see.
But you have to try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm an offensive coordinator, you don't know it until you get in it and try it and you either succeed or fail. Mm. Like I said yesterday, I don't know if Josh McDaniels is a good head coach. Good offensive coordinator. I don't know if he's a good head coach.
So far, history would suggest
that he's not. Yeah. And this is a brilliant offensive-minded guy, far more decorated than Eric Bieniemy, and that doesn't mean that you can be a head coach. But he got the opportunity. He got the Colts job and turned that down. He's got the Raiders job. Eric Bieniemy should get the opportunity to be a head coach because everybody else got their opportunities. And then when I was told, even if Andy Reid had retired, Eric Bieniemy wasn't getting that job. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking back at the past. If you're the offensive coordinator of the Super Bowl winning team, that's the ticket. You go back to, is it Kevin O'Connell? I think he was 36 years old last year, did 1 year with the Rams, and got the Minnesota Vikings job. 1 year as offensive coordinator. You can't say that this guy's a seasoned vet in the coaching business. I don't know if Bieniemy's age works against him. I think he's 53.
Yeah.
The losing coordinators from this year's Super Bowl both got head coaching jobs.
Yeah, Marv.
No, I'm just dumbfounded. By no opportunities?
Yeah, it just feels like there's something there. And yes, I know that things happened when he was at at Colorado, when he was in college. I understand that. But I'm going to guess there's a lot of coaches who have a lot of back. I mean, Urban Meyer, there was no issue there in him getting a job. I've heard that the Chiefs wanted to move on from Eric Bieniemy a year ago. The offense, it kind of stalled. They didn't play well. But here he is winning another Super Bowl. He's on the staff. I don't know. Yeah, see.
I don't understand what could have happened that is keeping him from being a head coach, but is still okay enough to be an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't understand the, what's that line of demarcation or what's the wall that's up there?
And he was also up for the Colorado job that Deion got. And he is an alumnus of Colorado, played running back there. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I was wondering, we talked about this pre-show, would you leave the Chiefs, though? I know you want to be a head coach and all that stuff, but the run you're on with Bieniemy and the Chiefs, my guess is he could pick up another ring.
But he's being told you got to prove that you can be an offensive coordinator on your own. I'm guessing that's why he's leaving, because he wants to be a head coach. If he stays in Kansas City, he's probably not going to be a head coach. This is maybe the last chance where you go, okay, how do I become a head coach? You got to prove. Why would Andy Reid let him go? Why wouldn't he say, you stay here? I want you to be the head coach in waiting. Well, because that's not going to happen. And maybe he feels like, if I'm going to get any credit, I have to get out from this, which is an ideal situation, you would think. But it's puzzling. And maybe, we get clarification here. We've never had Eric. We tried to get him on, I think, a couple of times. But... And I don't know him. I'm just looking at this, with a logical eye to say, it doesn't make sense. Because there are a lot of guys who get jobs and you go, who is that? When Joe Judge got the job to run the Giants and I went, he went in the front of the line and he was a special teams coach. He wasn't even an offensive coordinator. And we saw how that worked out. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Shaggy in Massachusetts leads us off. Hi, Shag.
Gentlemen, I am so honored. It's been over 5-plus years that I've been on the show with you guys since I moved back from Jupiter. I let's just go with the parade theme, a little Ferris Bueller action, maybe a little Animal House. You guys have, you're all little rental cars. You might have I mean, I see DP in a 57 Chevy. I see Seton in a nice Mustang convertible. Pauly, oh, Pauly, you could be like an old, cool Chevy truck. You know, just that theme. You guys should have won Emmys many more years ago. And I just love, I love this theme. Miss you, boys. Just moved back to Mass and better schools for my son. And, man, let's go Celtics bench, man. Let's go back to the old days. All the best, boys. God bless. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Shag.
Glad the kid's getting a good education.
Yeah.
Oh, throw in there.
Yeah. He wasn't getting educated in Jupiter, Florida, but he will be in Massachusetts. Thoughts and prayers. James in Cincinnati. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
What up, DP?
Hey,
6 foot, a slender 190.
All right.
Hey, so I wanted to address this Eric Bieniemy situation. I was listening to a lot of shows yesterday, and I don't think he's ever came out and publicly said he wants a head coaching job. What if he just wants to stay behind Mahomes, arguably the top quarterback of our generation?
Yeah, but James, he's interviewed 15 different times for head coaching positions. Why do the interviews if you don't want a head coaching job?
But I understand that, Dan, but he hasn't publicly said if he's really like wanting to get out there. Like, wouldn't he say, hey, what's the problem with me? Where's my feedback? Because, like, he's obviously a great coordinator. He's got two rings. He's under Andy Reid. He might just want to stay put.
Well, I thought that, but the reason why he's going to the Commanders is he thinks, I'm guessing. Now, you know, also factor this in. Everybody else is doing the talking for Eric Bieniemy. Eric is not. Now, he might be saying some things to some people or his agent. Hey, this is happening, or he's not getting a fair chance here. But I think going to the Commanders is his way of saying that I've gone as far as I can go with the Chiefs. And I can go to the Commanders, be offensive coordinator. Maybe then, with a young quarterback, I can prove that I can call plays, that I am a great offensive-minded coach. Because there's no reason to put yourself through all of these interviews if you're not going to take a job. He wants to be a head coach. Yeah, Mark.
And I think almost like the Patriots, when those guys, you know, fail at head coaching jobs, they probably can always come back because they have a good rapport with the head coach and the quarterback. And I think
everybody comes back, it feels like,
right,
with Belichick. Like, he just sends you out, you fail, and he brings you back. And I mean, Saban does it too. No, but they're cut from the same cloth there. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Chris Sims, NBC Sports, will join us coming up next hour. Jeff Passan from the Mothership on the new baseball rules. And we'll come back with our play of the day right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Bowie, standing dribble. Boo, drives in, short jumper, good! With 1.8, Cavs lead it. Huchefino from midcourt, good if it goes, no good! Wildcats win! The Wildcats win! Boo Bowie, the game winner! And the Wildcats sweep the Indiana Hoosiers!
Baba Boo Booey. See what I did with that?
Nice.
Yes. His name is Boo Booey. Hit the game winner for Northwestern. So they beat Purdue on Sunday. So now you got back-to-back wins over top 25 teams. And that's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Baba Boo Booey. And that's your play of the day. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Yes, Paulie?
His actual name, not his full name, but is B-O-O-B-U-I-E.
Yeah.
Now, if he missed a shot, he would have... Booey. He blew it. No, he blew it. His actual first name is not Boo.
Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Sausage off.
Daniel Richard Booey.
Oh.
Boo Booey.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Boo.
Yeah. Baba Boo Booey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that name should really bother you, correct?
Yeah, you hate alliteration.
Those like the one name you can't name that guy's Boo.
If he had named his kids Boo Booey.
How about Yay Booey?
Right.
Like you got Boo and you got Yay.
His younger brother.
Booyah.
Booey Booey.
Booyah Booey.
Booey Booey.
All right. I'm channeling the late Stuart Scott. Booyah Booey.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Booey.
I would own that highlight.
Yeah, you would.
So would Stewart. All righty. Let's see. Lakers won. Lakers won right before the All-Star break. LeBron back, and they beat the Zion-less Pelicans. Yes, Todd? What?
Play-in game, question mark? You're going to be able to catch 9 and 10?
Oh, I know. Darvin Ham has got to be thrilled. You don't have Patrick Beverley, and you don't have Russell Westbrook Jr. the third. Life is good right now, and... Although I'm worried about Anthony Davis. Feels like he's moping and hadn't been playing great. So I'm not sure what's at play there. But yes, Seton.
And you know, we didn't really talk about it, but that video of LeBron when he's breaking the record and Anthony, everybody in the entire arena is standing up. People at home are standing up. They got their phones out, whatever, this and that. And he's just sitting in the chair behind all of his teammates, kind of watching.
I know. Well, he said afterwards that he was mad that they were losing at the time.
Okay.
Okay. I would think at this point you'd be used to that feeling.
Slam.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I just can't turn off my competitiveness, not for this one historical moment.
Darvin Ham, the Lakers head coach, and here's the question to the Laker head coach after the win.
How much have you sensed a mood shift with the group and just –
How important is that for you guys to kind of, you know, continue this on a nightly basis?
I mean, it's huge, man. You know, when your mind and spirit is right, the body usually follows. It's huge. You know, at the end of the day, it's a fun sport. And, you know, we're playing for the best franchise in the world. So it's like the excitement of stepping out there on that stage. Those new guys, they're bouncing off the walls with excitement. Just, you know, to be here and to have an opportunity to play with these Hall of Fame guys and Bron and AD and, you know, get opportunity to get our be a part of turning this thing around where we can get to the postseason.
All right. He's got to be thrilled. Doesn't have to deal with Beverly or Russell Westbrook. He can't wait to get to work. It's like, honey, you're going to work early. Yes. Yes.
Sure am.
I'm excited. This is fun. I don't have to deal with much drama. Yes, Marv.
Yeah. When he said he held, to me, he didn't hold back any real punches. Like, damn, it feels good to get these bleeps out of here.
Yeah. But now what happens with Russell Westbrook? It felt like he finally realized that he's not a great player anymore, and this is his role, and you can be really good in this role, but he's 34 years of age, and nobody wants him. Because if you're a contender, do you want him? And if you're rebuilding, do you want him? And the answer is no. Because in his mind, for a long time, he still thought that he was the MVP, but this is in Oklahoma City. You're not in Oklahoma City anymore. But he does. He can still play. He just can't play at the level that he probably thinks he can or should. And therefore, if you're, you know, you got a team already in place, do you want to bring that in? And what are you gaining if you bring him in? Yeah, Seton.
Why do I feel bad for him? I mean, I know he's made a gajillion dollars. I know, like, blah, blah, all this stuff. But it's kind of like you can't play anywhere now.
Yeah, I felt bad. Sometimes athletes don't realize that where they are in their careers and then what you have to do. Like, how do I adapt? How do I reinvent myself? And I don't think Russ did. I mean, he never got better as a shooter. He has a lot of turnovers. They're, you know, like momentary lapses where you go, what is going on here? But I always loved his energy. When he played at a high level, he was always, you know, high octane. And I loved that. And it felt like every possession mattered to him. But, I mean, him and John Wall, like John Wall, you know, now is out of a job. They sent him back to Houston. Yeah, Marv.
I lost my train of thought. No, I didn't at all. So,
Marv?
Oh, Russell. Okay. Hey, DP.
So
Russell,
MVP, right? And then it's like grade school.
Oh, no.
But then.
Is this the.
You know, it's Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, not the same.
Is this Debo Samuel? Let me try it again. Hey, Marv.
Can Russell Wilson be a lunch pail guy now?
Can Russell Wilson?
Russell Westbrook?
You had a good first segment.
Let me try it again. Yeah, you killed Marv. It in the first 10 minutes. Hey, Marv, what?
No, I don't have anything. Sorry.
Yes, Paul.
Do you think Westbrook's career ends up kind of like the last couple of years of Allen Iverson? I know they're not the same player, but when Iverson hit about 32, 33, he played on four teams in 24 months. And he started some games. I remember it was all exciting. He went to Denver, and it didn't work out.
Didn't he go to Europe?
Yeah, he ended up in Turkey. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But like, he went to Denver for a season. It was working out. He averaged like 26, and he's in Detroit for a piece, and Memphis, then Philly again, and then he's 35, and he's playing in Turkey.
I know.
It feels like, and I don't want to compare him again to Carmelo Anthony, but Carmelo Anthony's career kind of bonged around after 35.
Until he figured out what his role was.
Second unit.
Yes. But when he was asked that question, you know, about coming off the bench, and he was like, oh, who, me? Like, you can't be talking to me. It's like, yes, we are. Yes, Todd.
Now he's kind of become a triple snubble. Russell Westbrook.
What does snubble mean?
He's being snubbed. No one wants him anymore. So he had a lot of triple doubles, so now he's triple snubble. Because he's being snubbed by the rest of the league.
Well, you bailed out, Marvin.
I tried.
Yeah, well done. You weren't trying to, but you did.
Russell Wilson, triple snubble.
Or Russell Westbrook. Come on, Marv. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Here we go. Come on. Let's all rally around Marv.
He's not having it.
Hour two coming up next.
Yeah! One more item as we close out hour one. If you own a business, we know it's been a bumpy ride the last couple of years. And if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes, and the challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And keep in mind, they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. So find out if your business qualifies. It's simple. You go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.